Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Stop by for some awesome food and bowling fun at Bob's Big Bend Bowling, located at 119 East Main Avenue, Ritzville, Washington. Or call ahead to reserve your lanes today at 509-659-0540. Open Monday through Fridays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Bob's Big Bend Bowling. Detroit Rock City Promotions, everything you need for your party, wedding, show, or event. DJ services, tent setup, table and chairs, mobile stages, sound and lighting, photography, on-staff reverend. Book DRCP Army today at 810-627-9773. That number again is 810-627-9773. Or find us on the web at DetroitRockCityPromotions.com.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information. Or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Good morning, everybody. Your morning cup of sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army, IMB Evans. Excuse me. I'm feeling a little rough and under the weather today. Good morning, everybody. You know what this is. Farmer is not with us at the moment. He's in trouble again. Let's be honest. He is in trouble again. This is not the first time, so you guys should be used to this by now. But you got me. He will be back here shortly. But we do have a couple issues going on right now, so I'm going to take another quick music break real quick while I'm trying to work out the bugs of the system, and we will be back after this.
City authorities in your area have reported that the bodies of the dead are rising from their graves and attacking the living.
going on, everybody? Welcome back. Sorry about the extended intro and beginning of a show. Had a few bugs to work out. Farmer was in the office getting yelled at again, and I was having some issues here. So, what's up, Farmer, man? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, my God, B. I'm doing good.
Are your balls still attached, sir?
Yes, they are. Man, I went to go see my kids last night, watching a kid movie, and fell asleep, and woke up severely late, and then the boss is like, hey, come here. I'm like, mother, chucker. So,
yeah, people
that do not know, no, my kids do not live with me. I went to my ex's house, and they bribed me to, my kids did, bribed me to watch Zootopia again. And if anybody really knows me, I fall asleep to just about every movie known to man.
Yeah, so, you're like Sandwich Maker used to be.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just one of them things. I don't know. I fell asleep on the couch, cuddled up with my two little ones, a man and his kids, man. It's a beautiful sight. And I was happy to be able to spend the evening with him. I wasn't planning on crashing. But, you know, hey, live and learn, right?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I was up for an extended period of time. By the way, did you see that picture I sent you?
Which
of
one?
The box. The toolbox.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
so much nicer. It's so much nicer in person. But, I was up all day. From when I woke up, okay, so this is Friday. I'd already worked my Thursday. So when I woke up to work my Wednesday, I hadn't been to bed yet.
Oh.
So I was hurting today when I got off work. Man,
I noticed my private jet was gone, and I asked where it went, and it told me it went to Bangkok.
Well, you know, I was hungry, and what sounds more delightful when you're starving than a
right?
cheese-filled sausage
Man,
wrapped in a dick-shaped pancake?
My jet had food on it. You could have went anywhere besides Bangkok. So I was told, so this is what I was told, right? That
it's
you went
just
to
so
Bangkok, a... you went to Bangkok, and then you went to Climax, Minnesota, to Climax. What is up with that, bro?
Well, it's just the names of these places were so enticing. I couldn't turn it down, man. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go on a sexual escapade today of names in the world that relate to naughty things.
And so I was told today by my pilot that you're going to go to Moorhead, Minnesota today.
Yes. Yes, I'm on my way immediately after the show. Speaking of, I want to let you know that I have, if you did not notice, I have officially thrown out my refrigerator. I threw out my mini fridge.
I didn't, because I didn't have a chance to come in before the show, because, well, being late and, you know, cuddling with the kids and waking up late and getting the office late, and the manager was like, this is unacceptable. And, yeah.
Yeah, it was something about putting my drinks in there, and they come out frozen, just with no way to adjust things. So,
well, there is a way to adjust it, sir. So you just have
to
pick it
not
up.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one you can't.
Sure. All right.
It's weird, but.
Farmer been up doing shenanigans again. You might want to check into that.
Who needs a mini fridge, though, when you can get a full-size fridge with a lock on it
has
been approved by Radio AFS Management, and...
What? Wait a minute. I can't get a key to that lock.
No keys. It won't need a key. It's a combination lock, and I get to set the combination.
Right. And I'm going to guess what it is. 4949.
You're close. And I also have some good news for you.
It's going to be one of those two, bro.
I have some good news for you also. You will be happy to know. And I'm sad to announce that I'm going to be officially able to do... I'm going to do my paint. Yes.
When is this going to be done?
Tomorrow morning. Or tomorrow afternoon. I'm sorry. Tomorrow afternoon.
All right.
It'll be up tomorrow afternoon. I might get a wild hair up my ass and do it today, but there's a lot of stuff that needs to get done.
Careful about those wild hairs, man.
Got to get some bills and stuff paid and, you know, this and that, so.
You got to be careful about the wild hair, though, bro, because that wild hair can be quite ticklish, and you may like it.
Okay. Now, we got a really late start today. You know, I had a long intro and then had technical issues going on, so had to extend the show into another song. I want to get into some sports today.
Okay. Like the Lingerie Football League?
No, like I want to talk about... The fact...
How you took a Xanax before the show? Are we going to talk about that?
I know it sounds like that, don't it? No. Okay, first off, one, I want to say that I am really glad to know that Devontae Adams is okay. Did you see that hit that he took last night?
You know... I did not. The reason why was I was cuddling with my babies, cuddling with my kids, and they were more important than football.
Right, right. Well, I didn't know if you'd caught any recap or anything like that. Let me tell you, this guy, okay, there were people that were talking, and they thought, I mean, seriously, dude, I thought he was dead.
Yep.
I thought he had died right there on the field. And
no bueno.
As they're taking him off the field, you see a thumbs up. You see him come with the thumbs up. He was able to muster the thumbs up, which was awesome. Because dude, that was nasty. It was disgusting.
Well, don't have to watch it, bro.
Say what now?
I'm gonna have to watch it. That's for sure.
Well, and let me lay this out for you. He catches Aaron Rodgers throws him the ball. And he's, like, right in the middle. And he's trying to get off these tacklers. You know, he's got a couple tacklers coming at him. And he's held up by a couple. And then he's kind of getting around them. And then out of nowhere, Danny, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. But Trevathan, I think.
Bro.
Anyways, he come up and he gets a helmet to helmet. And you see him literally, his whole body just straight down. And he don't move.
Right.
And it was, oh, dude, it looked bad.
You know, and I just found out that I just got a text message through a good friend of mine. And they were worried about me. Granted, I fell asleep with my kids on me. But I guess a block away from Farmer's residence, there was a shooting. And so I just got a text message saying, hey, Dunkhead, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, just listen to the morning radio, morning cup of sports, and you know I'm alive. So I do have to, after the show, call a buddy of mine to make sure that he's all right. But, yeah, the block away from me and, well, not, you know, at my normal residence, there were shots fired. So they're after me.
Dang.
They're after me. Radio AFS trying to find me.
Man, well, I'm glad to hear you're all right, and I hope, you know, I hope everybody's all right, actually, but,
Sorry,
yeah, that's not cool.
I don't mean to deviate from the flight plan, but,
Oh, no, you're good, you're good.
A couple people that, messaged me, and I told them, hey, I'm on the radio, so I'll address it right then and there, so,
Right.
You know, hopefully everyone's all right, hopefully my dog didn't get scared, but, you know, here's the thing, is that I am super, super stoked that the guy could muster up a thumbs up. That right there is a good deal because, you know, all because I don't like the Cheeseheads or the Bears or anything else like that, I never, ever wish injury upon another player to hurt them, to take them out, or do anything of the sort. So, hopefully your diagnosis, your prognosis, and your prostate is good.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, he, he gets hit. Like, literally, if you, I'm sure it's all over YouTube. I'm sure you can watch it on SportsCenter, stuff like that, but the mouthpiece was literally 3 feet from him.
I don't watch that show called SportsCenter. You're crazy.
He got hit so hard, his mouthpiece popped out and was literally laying like 3-4 feet from him.
Wow.
Like, you've seen his mouthpiece go flying through the air. Somebody actually referred to it as they hadn't seen a mouthpiece fly out like that since Buster Douglas hit Mike Tyson.
So, was there a flag?
Oh, yeah, they got him on personal foul. I mean, it was a straight-up helmet-to-helmet contact.
You could clearly see
this. I mean, he was literally straight down. He was level. He had the spine, the neck, the helmet all in a perfect line, and he went straight into Devontae Adams' helmet, dude. It was nasty. And literally, like, he's just down. Like, he did not move. Like, at one point, you know, the medical staff that was out on the field, they had started carrying a bag out, and I remember somebody saying that it looked like they thought it was a body bag.
A body bag.
So,
wow.
It was, yeah. But like I said, he was able to muster up that thumbs up. So we at least know his hand works.
Right. At least we know he's not paralyzed from the shoulders up.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know, dude. This helmet to helmet stuff. I mean, I understand. It's times like this where it makes sense. I mean, you know, yeah, you're playing a contact sport, but you're not trying to kill each other, you know? So I understand the helmet to helmet rule, but you know, some of these guys, they just do it to do it.
And you know, let's be real with this. All right. Here, hold on. Press the button. Press it.
No, I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
All right. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, this helmet-to-helmet contact is a travesty. I get it. I understand it. And I haven't seen this play, so I'm not going to talk about this particular helmet-to-helmet contact. Now, there are other helmet-to-helmet contacts that, guess what, is above your shoulders. Yes, when you're leaning in for a perfect tackle, and I mean a pristine tackle, your helmet will hit another person's helmet if it's the face mask, if it's the side of the helmet. Reason
Well, I disagree with you on that.
Well, I'm going to have to find you some pictures because there
I disagree with you because I'm
where there were contacts helmet to helmet when, yes, it was undisputed, undeniably, he could not move his head away from the helmet.
No, I agree with you on that.
That is bullshit.
I agree with you on that, but I disagree with you on the fact of the perfect tackle because I'm sorry, but if you I've seen more perfect tackles that are not where the helmets aren't even close, dude. Come on, let's be real. Okay? When you grew up through school, when you grew up in school playing football, they told you to go for the legs. They tell you to wrap them legs. They tell you, go from the waist, go from the legs, whatever. Wrap the legs up. They can't go nowhere if their legs aren't moved. But everybody always wants to tackle high. Do what?
Unless you're Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, unless you're Marshawn Lynch. And then he's just going to stiff arm you back to, like, wherever the hell you were born. He's going to stiff arm you back into your dad's nutsack.
Hold on. So, these perfect tackles. Were they in live gameplay or were they in practice?
Oh, you talking about like with what growing up through school, I mean, they tell you to do that. They want to see it during the game. Now, granted, there are times where you cannot tackle someone down low. You can't tackle them low. And they always try, but everybody always tries to tackle high. Okay, but let's be honest. If you're not catching them, if you're catching them up high and you're trying to tackle them from around their shoulders, it's not the perfect tackle. How many times have you seen a defender get drugged or get carried because they tried to go high?
Right.
How many times did you see somebody like Jerome Bettis get carrying people because they tried to tackle him high? Okay? And, yes, I said Jerome Bettis because of Chuck or JJ, but we've seen it with Frank Gore.
You have these refs that are still calling helmet to helmet when a player's going around the waist and coming up, and their helmet hits their helmet.
Oh, no, and you're absolutely right there. You're absolutely right. These refs are taking this helmet-to-helmet thing, and they are stretching it to the extreme. Okay, the stretch arm strong of the helmet-to-helmet contact rule is about to break. I mean, they are wearing this really thin, and you're absolutely right. If the helmets even look at each other, they're like, oh, my God, helmet-to-helmet contact. You know,
right.
But it's football. Helmets are going to hit. Concussions are going to happen. We all know that. Farmer, you probably had a couple in your day.
Well, actually, I could say I only had a concussion wrestling.
Okay, well, I've had a couple. You know, it happens. It's a contact sport.
My ex-wife heel kicked me when we were play wrestling right between the eyes, and I got a concussion that way.
Ooh. It's still a concussion. But,
got my bell
you
right.
Know, here's my thing. If there wasn't an issue, I mean, okay, it's football. It's a contact sport. Your helmets are going to touch. If they weren't supposed to touch, then you wouldn't be wearing helmets. Okay, they wouldn't have you wear helmets because, you don't need these because your heads aren't supposed to touch. It's going to happen. What happened? Do you think the linemen, when that ball snapped, do you think offense and defense just jump up to a slap fight because, nope, don't touch my helmet, please. Don't scratch the paint. No, they all hit. But I've seen so many times where there was a spectacular tackle. It was just glorious, beautiful. And they get penalized for a helmet-to-helmet contact, an illegal hit. And then they turn around and the announcers are like, and you even hear the announcers on, they're like, I don't see what kind of hit they're talking about.
Right. What they're
you know, and then they even go back and they can review this stuff. Right.
What they're flagging is the severity of the hit.
And see, that's where that pisses me off. Because you're basically saying, okay, so we can't hit people hard. Well, it's football. You know, I've had my bell rung quite a few times.
Lingerie football league. That's why I'm going to the LFL. Because one, they stand. Two, have you seen the hit? My God, they, man, those girls are vicious. Those girls are like what football used to be in the no fun league.
And oh,
yes,
I know.
They're wearing lingerie. Yes, they're wearing booty shorts. Yes, they're wearing all that. But the hits that these women are putting on each other, my Lord.
It would hurt some of these these seasoned veteran NFL players. I can tell you that.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen some of those hits, and
oh.
you're just like, oh. You see them hits. They hit these. Like, and it's funny because, you know, it's funny how SportsCenter and ESPN and all these other sports shows, they'll show you a clip where they will put together a collaboration of, you know, hardest hits of the year, hardest hits of the last decade, and this the hardest hits of all time. You know, it's like, ooh, let's watch the hardest hits of this week. In the league, in the LFL, you've got, well, here, you want to see the hardest hits of the week? Well, let's watch this game, and then we'll watch this game, and then we'll watch this
right.
game. I mean, every yep. single hit is like, I'm trying to put you in a hospital hit.
Right. You know,
it ain't no joke.
And that's going to be the football I'm going to start watching, bro. I just have to find a generally a location-friendly team. And I'm going to go buy the jersey. I'm going to go buy the paraphernalia, and I'm going to rock it because in the no-fan league, I'm done. I'm sick of it. So I'm going to watch football, how football is supposed to be played. Hey, it's easy on the eyes. I ain't going to deny it, and I'm going to get called a male chauvinistic pig, but I don't care because it's football. It's where people stand. It's where they respect the game. That's where the refs let these ladies, these animals hit each other.
Exactly. And that's why Tom Brady grew his hair out, but they denied him. They said he was too soft. That's why he's still with the NFL,
right.
and then he cut his hair again.
You know, and I don't know how much you know about the LFL, but the padding that they're wearing is nil. Really
no, it's not like typical NFL. Right. It's not typical NFL it's not like typical NFL padding. It's a lot
no.
smaller, it's a lot less.
And they're hitting it 10 times harder than a Ray Lewis. They're hitting it 10 times harder than a Polamalu. They're hitting it 10 times harder than a Jameson Harrison. They're hitting it 10 times harder than a Navarro Bowman. They're hitting it 10 times harder than an Eric Reed. They're hitting it 10 times harder than a Richard Sherman. They're hitting it 10 times harder than Earl Thomas. I just went through the gamut of teams. I even put my own team in there.
Yep. You did. And you're absolutely right, though.
The Northern League is going to lose a lot to the LFL based on them standing, based on the hitting, and, well, based on the less of clothing. But let's give these ladies respect. They are putting life and limb out on that football field for very little money and very little fan base. Until I think now on you, we're standing. And I think that right there will take a lot of the No Fun League male population to going to the LFL.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you completely. You know, they then, if I remember right, I think I did see something about a statement that was released by them.
Yeah,
I
Facebook.
Could be Well, no, I meant outside of the Facebook post.
Yeah.
I think I had seen something about that beforehand. But speaking of not standing, an NFL player and his family, Delanie Walker of the Tennessee Titans, his family is receiving death threats.
He has received death threats because he told his fans who didn't like that the team was protesting the national anthem that they were welcome to not watch the team's games. Now, he wasn't an ass about it. Now, you may not agree with, you know, what he's doing, but is it really that serious to where you have to threaten his family with death because of his views or opinions on something?
Right. Well, okay. I wasn't going to talk about this, but it's Friday. It's the last day of our show this week. I want to put this out there, B, and I want to get your opinion. Look at me asking you questions now instead of you asking me questions. It's like a role reversal.
Yeah, I'm confused here. Are we still doing the show here? Are you okay? You feeling good? You checked your temperature?
I'm good. But here's my question in the No Fun League, right? Or No Fan League. Okay? The NFL fines players for having 9/11 shoes. That's a fine. Fine that some bitch. Right?
Yep.
Okay? The NFL fines Josh Norman for doing a fake bow and arrow.
Yep.
Okay? I'm gonna do a couple more, and I'll get to my question for you. The NFL fined or was going to threaten to fine the Dallas Cowboys for wanting to put some sort of memorial of the slain cops, the 4 or 5 slain cops on their helmets. And the No Fun League said, oh, you're going to get fined.
Yep.
On a fake fire hydrant. You know what's happening?
Yep.
He's going to get fined.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think his quote to go with that actually helps with piss off the league a little bit with that. You know, he said, you know, if we're going to be dogs, might as well act like dogs.
Right.
So I mean, not those exact words, but yeah.
Right. Paraphrasing. I get it. And then also, when a football player's mother dies or something of that magnitude, can't do it. You're going to get fined. Against the rules. So wait a minute here. Wait a minute. And, okay, hold on. I got one more. You beat your mom, your wife, your husband, your kids, your baby mama, or whatever. You're going to get fined. besides the beating. So let's take that one out.
How about
but
the rape? Because that's happened.
Well, no. I lost my train of thought, but now I'm back on track. Forget about the beating and everything else like that. Go with what I said prior: the stickers, the bow and arrow, the peeing on a fire hydrant. Right? Aren't those their First Amendment rights to freedom of expression and freedom of speech? But yet. The No Fun League, Roger freaking Goodell, will fine every single one of you because it's wrong. So, Pete, my question to you is, you get fined for somebody pissing on a fire hydrant, but that's freedom of speech, freedom of expression, but the NFL will not fine players for taking a knee. I want your opinion on everything that I just said, because you know what? That right there made me not want to watch the National Football League from here on out.
Well, you're definitely not alone in that. I mean, you know how I feel about it. I think it's bullshit also. I mean, let's be honest. It is complete bullshit. I mean, Roger Goodell, we all know Roger Goodell's a hypocrite. He's one of the biggest hypocrites ever. You know, setting rules, setting guidelines, you know. Now, a lot of people are going around, you see this post on Facebook, and everybody's talking about this rule. It says in the rule book
that, you know, the rules of standing during the anthem and this and this and this. It's not in the rule book. It's a strongly suggested guideline, but it's not actually a rule. And they can't make it a rule because of the fact that, well, it violates their First Amendment rights. Now, in doing so, once again, the hypocrite at its finest moment right there. Everything you just said. Now, what got me, though, was that same week that they told them they could not wear that little patch for the fallen police officer. Another team, and I can't remember who it was, I think it was the St. Louis Rams, was allowed to wear their Black Lives Matter patch. They're allowed to represent for the BLM, that Black Lives Matter movement. But another team is not allowed to represent for a fallen police officer. And it looks to me like Roger Goodell is trying to conform and make happy the biggest controversial movement as of right now. Why? Because he's going to fit with the trend. He's going to go with the flow. He's going to go with whatever he thinks is going to make him more money and make him more popular. So he's going to stick with the popular kids. He's going to be a fake. And he's going to say, okay, well, we can't do this and this and this, but we can do this. He is doing the exact same thing that the majority, I won't say all, but the majority. Yes, the vast majority of the Black Lives Matter movement has been doing is being hypocritical. And they have gone back against everything they've said, well, against everything that it originally started for, and they have literally added to it, changed it, and everything. Okay, Black Lives Matter. Yes, they do. But last time I checked, White Lives Matter. Yellow Lives Matter.
Careful.
Hey, you know what? I'm at this point with all of this nonsense going on. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even care anymore. I want people to message me. I want people to call in and tell me I'm wrong. I want to see how I'm wrong. Because here's my thing on this. When you sit there and say Black Lives Matter, yes, they do. But if I sit here and say White Lives Matter, I'm racist.
You're racist! You're racist!
Now, here's my other thing. And this one really pissed me off, Farmer. This one pissed me off.
Wait a minute, hold on. Do you need to press the button?
I'm going to press the button.
I have the balls to say things that nobody else has the balls to say.
With that being said, Black Lives Matter movement was a good cause. But the people who are not leaders. You are followers who can't stick with an idea and have to try and give your own little twist to it is what has made this to the magnitude that it is today. A bunch of hypocritical bullshit. And when somebody is sitting on the internet posting a video saying Black Lives Matter, I agree with the protest because it stands for police brutality, racial injustice, and racial inequality. But then you sit there and you scream black power. You are being a hypocrite. You are being a prick. You are being an asshole because you are deterring away from everything that the Black Lives Matter movement originally started for. You do not know what you're talking about. And so therefore, sir, ma'am, thing, whatever and whoever all says what they want to say. If you cannot go back to the root of the BLM and understand what this started for, and you say you do, okay, fine. Then actually do your research. Look at what happened. Look what they are actually fighting for. And look at the people that started it and hear what they had to say. Because you quoting stuff from the Black Panthers and you quoting stuff from Malcolm X and you quoting things from other historical figures in the country, in the history of our country, that have caused so much controversy in a negative way. I'm going to tell you right now, you are the problem. Now, are there other problems in the world? Yes. There is racial injustice. There is police brutality. There is a very big inequality problem in our country. I will admit it. I will agree with it. 100%. Do I agree with the Black Lives Matter movement? I did when it stood in the beginning. Certain people put out a message and was and continue to this day to put out their message, but they've been drowned out by all the jackasses running around saying this and saying that. They have no idea what the hell's going on. Looting and rioting, stopping traffic in highways. You're all idiots because you're doing nothing. You are doing nothing except for making it worse for your cause. You want to be heard and you want change, stop doing dumb shit, because guess what? It ain't going to happen if you're still doing dumb shit. You know, I want a raise at work. If I'm doing dumb shit on my job and not getting my job done, guess what? I'm not going to get my raise.
Right.
Same damn principle.
Bring
now.
Principle.
I'm done. Sorry about that.
No, man, you're good. For a minute there, I thought we were on a different show, but hey, great job, brother.
Well, and I want to put this out too real quick. In no way, shape, or form do I disagree with, you know, the original idea. The original concept, the original start to all of this. I agree. Now, there are aspects of the beginning of it that I disagree with still. But, and anybody that wants to know anything further about how I feel on this, feel free to message us on the show and I'll get back to you personally.
Yeah.
But there's still some things that I disagree with, but I understand why this started. And I supported it, but I didn't support it. And I supported it because, yes, it is a problem that needs to be dealt with that is being swept under the rug. But I did not support it because of the extreme that people have taken it. When you see a gentleman getting choked out that says, I cannot breathe, and they just strangled him. Right there on a public street. And as a man's laying there dead, not one police officer around of about six, I think, did nothing to try and help this guy. Now, I don't give a damn what crime you committed. If you are a first responder of any sort, and I'm going to tell you this right now as a veteran of the United States military, if my enemy is wounded, and he is not a threat to me at that point anymore, then I am obligated to assist and save his life. It is a moral thing to do. So if you can be on a street in front of the public and you can strangle a guy to death, and when he is laying there limp, none of you perform any kind of medical attention to him whatsoever, and you just stand there and talk amongst yourselves, telling people to put their phones down, this and this and this, you are fucking wrong. You are the problem at that point.
But when we've got people that are out doing dumb shit and do get shot by the cops, where's the video before the police brutality that shows the whole thing go down? Where's the video where we get to see from the other angles later on down the road after all this is already kicked off of said person going and resisting arrest, fighting back, trying to take that officer's weapon? The cops are not always wrong in this. Yes, there are cops that have done some wrong and some really fucked up shit. But it's not all about the cops being wrong. Not all cops are bad. And I'm sorry, but not all black guy is innocent. And I say black guys because, well, that's what the movement was about. So, no, it is not a racial comment. I am not racist in any way, shape, or form. If you don't like that, well, feel free to contact me, and I'll message you again personally.
I hate everyone equally.
Exactly. But both sides have been wrong in all of this. Mm-hmm. Both sides. But when you've got the president of the New York City chapter that comes up of the Black Lives Matter movement and tells you what he really stands for, you're kind of like, oh, hey, that's really interesting. You know, it'll make you think twice. It'll make you question what's really going on. Why has this been taken to such an extreme? And I'll tell you why. Because people can't control themselves. This is exactly why stupid shit that the government should tell the people, they won't tell. Why? Because of panic and chaos and extreme overthinking. We as an American people are stupid. We as a people, as a whole, are stupid. Yes, we have a bunch of us that are not, and we are rational thinkers. But as a whole, look what happens when you get given some power and you do not know how to control yourself. We see riots. We see cities getting torn apart and burned down. Traffic on a highway getting stopped, people getting ran over by cars to stand in a road and repeat the same three fucking words that we already know. It's already embedded into our brains. We've heard it so much. We know what you're doing. We know what you're protesting, but why not do it in some fucking safety of your own? Think about yourself. And if not yourself, think about the family that you're hurting if you end up dying because some big-ass diesel done ran your ass over. But the person that's going to run that person over, it's automatically going to fall back on them. Oh, they're racist. They ran over somebody supporting a cause. But if I turn around and claim racism and say someone's being racist, that's not okay. There is so much inequality in this. You are fighting for equality, but allowing so much inequality in it that your argument has become invalid at this point. I say, hang up the hat. You tried. You failed. Go back home. Turn on the news and watch the real people with the real knowledge and the real intelligence and the real know-how actually lead this movement. And watch something actually get done. Because the way y'all are going about it now, it's out of control, it's ridiculous, and it is causing a lot of problems. Because now we got groups threatening to go off to war of anybody that's white. Well, I welcome that war, sir. I welcome that war. Because I'll be more prepared than you will be, I guarantee it. You may have more weapons, but I have more training. I think I'm done.
Are you sure? Are
you sure? I think so. Sorry.
Go with Paso again. Just going to sit back here and let you flap your gums.
Sorry about that.
You're all right.
Hell, there for a minute, I thought I was on another show.
Yeah, all right. Flap away, my man.
Yeah, I didn't mean to actually. I got a little carried away there, I know.
But
did
just,
you
it,
know,
it gets me so mad.
On More Live 28 years ago, the Thundercats ended after 4 seasons.
Oh, wow. It's really been that long?
Thunder! Thunder! Thundercats! Oh!
I love Thundercats.
I love She-Ra, man. She got me rocking every morning.
I actually have a pretty kick-ass Thundercats shirt. I'm going to have to send you a picture of it. It's black.
Yeah.
It's a black. It's like the black T-shirt, but then it's got the red long sleeves underneath it. Got big-ass
yeah.
Thundercats logo right in the center of it. It's awesome. It's like one of the most comfortable shirts I've ever worn in my life.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, have you noticed how we go from very serious, well, B went very serious on me, to Thundercats? That's just how we roll here on your Morning Cup of Sports. And I will vouch, B, we need to make this agreement at 7:59 before we get into a little overtime, that this would be the last conversation that we talk about the NFL and them kneeling.
Unless it's to say that it has ended, or if it's something really, really, really extreme, I can promise that. I can try to promise that. I can give
my best
effort.
I need the hardcore B air handshake.
Okay. I think I can do that. Besides, I'm sure Farm would rather talk about cock-shaped waffles anyways.
Exactly. Or Thundercats.
That ooze out white things when you bite into it.
Exactly.
Or
well, guys, I want to wish every single one of you a very safe and happy weekend. Love on your kids. Give them love. Play football with them. Play baseball with them. Play soccer with them if they like soccer. Just love your family. And you know what? This world may seem like it's going to hell in a handbasket based on social media. What you need to do is you need to get off social media. You need to go around your community, and you will see that the human race isn't as grim as what Facebook and what your mainstream media makes it out to be. Go out and shake
Absolutely.
Hands. Go out and smile at somebody, because that smile could turn their day around. That smile could stop somebody from committing suicide. That smile could stop whatever ill thoughts that they were thinking at that particular time.
It really does,
whatever.
Too. I was having a bad day the other day, and somebody actually smiled at me, and I was like, oh, hey, thanks.
Yeah, so love thy neighbor, not literally, because I'm sure they have a husband or a wife. Love thy neighbor. Love your friends. Love complete strangers and show compassion. Because you know what? Without compassion, we're in a sorry world. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to your Morning Cup of Sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. Yes, I put Radio AFS back in the beginning. Not because I was told to, just because it sounds better. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, who's the cream of the show today? Who's the sugar of the show today? And I'm going to give you an internet poke.